This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Henry Lai. First name is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, last name is Lai, L-Y, Lai. Date of birth 8/24/2006. This letter is being written to Dr. Marina Yam. First name is Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is Lam, Yam, Y-A-M, Yam, Marina Yam. Address 825 Pollard Street, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, Pollard Road, not Pollard Street, 825 Pollard Road, Suite 109, Los Gatos, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S, California 95032. Telephone number 408-238-2992. Fax number 408-238-2993. Dear Dr. Marina Yam. No, please strike that out. Dear Dr. Yam, Y-A-M, Yam. Thank you for asking me to see this 17-year-old male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Henry is going to military and needs a review of his allergy problems, period. He came to our office with the following problems. Number one, history of peanut allergy. Peanut allergy, period. He had a reaction manifested by wheezing and some cough and was seen in emergency room after eating some peanuts, and ever since then he has completely avoided peanuts and has been doing well, period. There is history of minor nasal congestion and stuffy nose during spring and summer time, for which he has taken some antihistamines with definite benefit. Number three, there is history of itchy skin for many years, and as of recently, there are rashes on his elbows and are quite itchy, period. There is no history of any asthma, period. He has eaten just about every other food, including different nuts, without any significant problem, period. There is no history of any exposure to pets, period. There is no history of any allergy to medications, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 17-year-old who did not appear to be sick. He had moderate nasal stuffiness and mildly and somewhat enlarged nasal turbinates, period. Right-sided inferior turbinate was bigger than the left side, than the left, period. Chest examination was normal, period. There was moderate erythema and thickening of skin of both elbows and anticubital foci, A-N-T-E-C-U-B-I-T-L, anticubital foci, F-O-S-S-A-E, period. Clinically, I believe he has a mild rhinitis and atopic dermatitis, and certainly peanut allergy manifested by anaphylaxis at age 3, period. I discussed with family, with Henry and his father, in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Certainly, he should continue to avoid peanuts, and we recommended allergies testing and some blood work, period. New paragraph. Allergies, allergy test, rest testing, results, allergy RAS testing results to peanuts are as follows. Number one, peanut allergy is grade 6, indicating a very high level of peanut antibody. Number two, peanut component panel, and results are as follows. Number one, ERA H1, extremely high. ERA 2, extremely high. ERA 3, extremely high. And ERA 4, extremely high. And ERA 6, extremely high, period. ERA 8 and ERA 9 were normal, period. As we all know, high levels of ERA 1, ERA 2, ERA 3, and ERA 6 are indicative of systemic reaction, period. He certainly demonstrates strong positive result to the peanut components, which would predict a possibility of significant reaction, period. This was all explained to the to Dad and Henry, and I am recommending that complete avoidance to peanuts be maintained till further testing can be carried out, perhaps 5 to 10 years later, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed very large reaction to peanuts and moderate to significant reaction to all pollens, thus including ragweed, and that would be suggestive of significant rhinitis during spring and summertime, period. My final diagnosis, number one, peanut allergy manifested by anaphylaxis. Number two, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis. Number three, moderate atopic dermatitis. My treatment plan, number one, environmental precautions were discussed to avoid excessive exposure to pollens. Number two, Claritin 10 milligram once daily if needed for nasal congestion. Number three, Lydex ointment was prescribed for his elbows, and they are much improved after application for about 2 weeks. Number four, complete peanut avoidance was discussed. Number five, family was instructed to read labels on all canned foods and make sure no peanut protein is present. Number six, appropriate instructions and literature was given to the family. Number seven, allergy testing results were discussed, and I gave them a copy of all the allergy testing, period. Number eight, EpiPen prescription was prescribed. And number nine, EpiPen should be renewed every 18 months. Number 10, EpiPen administration was discussed in case of a reaction. Number 11, in case of a reaction, EpiPen should be given, and then a second dose can be given within 5 to 10 minutes, and family should arrange to go to emergency room or call ambulance, period. I also instructed family to go on YouTube and observe all about EpiPen, and told them to give me a call if there are any questions regarding EpiPen administration, period. His peanut allergy is quite significant, and peanuts should be completely avoided in all products. As a matter of fact, he has had no reaction for the last 13 or 14 years, And that tells me the family is quite is monitoring his allergies quite nicely, and all that avoidance should be completely enforced at all time, period. No further testing is required at this time, period. I've asked the family to, new paragraph, I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Henry Lai.